much time did you spend with Jesus this week? Nothing in this fleeting life of ours is more precious than the time you spend with Jesus. How much time do you spend in prayer? How much time do you spend in the Word and in fellowship with His people? You see, a great number of people in America today, all denominations, consider Sunday morning a sufficient time to be in fellowship with Jesus and His family. In many churches, prayer and midweek services involve half or less of the Sunday morning, folks. Some no longer even meet at midweek. A lot of Sunday nights, it's not unusual to see only 10 to 15% of the membership attending the evening service, if one is even held by the church. Now, scriptural ignorance is shamefully present in far too many claiming to be Christians in America today. And I believe our nation is paying a price for these things. That's my own personal belief. But I believe we are paying a price, beloved. Just look at the chaos in many of our cities and the attitudes of all categories of people. The scriptures are God's gift to a lost and dying world. I repeat, these scriptures are God's gift, freely given to a lost and dying world. They always have been, and they will continue to be until the Lord Jesus Christ raptures His people and God establishes His new heavens and His new earth wherein dwelleth righteousness. And God's people said,
amen.
This morning, I want to take you to a situation that we find, that we discover, where the importance of the scripture is made extremely clear to us. Here we see the importance of God's word. Let's simply call this morning's message, Beginning at Moses. Beginning at Moses. After the fall of the mother and father of the human race, the scriptures record the ups and downs of their progeny, the human race. The great flood, the salvation of Noah and his family, the Tower of Babel and the scattering of the human race through the confounding of their language. I could go on and on about things like God providing the lamb for Abram's offering and sparing Isaac his son, or of Joseph and his brothers, or of the myriad signs and promises of God to his people, of the coming of a promised Redeemer. How about God's warnings over and over again of what would happen to his people if they did not believe his word. If they didn't do what he said and did what he said they should not do. Now it's been 6,000 or so years since Moses walked upon this earth, and people still don't believe God's word. Just as they did all those centuries ago. They didn't believe when Moses preached for 120 years. They went on doing their own thing. And then that first drop of rain. You know what happened? It's in the book. It's recorded for all to see. BJ's been talking about it on Sunday nights. I want you to turn this morning with me to the 25th chapter of the Gospel according to Luke. Luke's Gospel. Chapter 24. I begin reading with verse 13. Behold, two of them went that same day to a village called Emmaus, which was from Jerusalem about 60 furlongs, and they talked together of all the things which had happened. And it came to pass that while they communed together and reasoned, Jesus himself drew near and went with them. But their eyes were holden, they could not know him. And he said unto them, what manner of communications are these that you have one to another as you walk and are sad? And the one of them, whose name was Philopas, answering said unto him, art thou only a stranger in Jerusalem and hast not known the things which are come to pass there in these days? And he said unto them, what things? And they said unto him, concerning Jesus of Nazareth, which was a prophet, mighty in deed and word before God and all the people, and how the chief priests and our rulers delivered him to be condemned to death and have crucified him. But we trusted that it had been he which should have redeemed Israel, and beside all this today is the third day since these things were done. Yea, and certain women also in our company made us astonished, which were early at the sepulchre, and when they found not his body, they came saying they had also seen a vision of angels, which said that he was alive. And certain of them which were with us went to the sepulchre and found it even so, as the women had said, but him they saw not. And he said to them, O fools, and slow of heart to believe all that the prophets have spoken. Ought not Christ to have suffered these things and to enter into his glory? And I call your attention to verse 27. And beginning at Moses and all the prophets, he expounded unto them in all the scriptures the thing concerning himself. Old Testament, beginning with Moses, all the prophets. I believe that's the Old Testament. Is it not? That's interesting. Here we find two, without a doubt, very discouraged men. They were discussing what had happened. This man that they had believed in, that they had trusted, this man that had been taught by and had followed, was dead. Jesus was dead and buried. They were trying their very best to reason and to settle their minds on the past week's events, on the rumors, on what had happened. They knew he'd been buried. They knew his body was missing. Isn't that interesting? Yes, Jesus was dead and buried. They were trying their best to reason and settle in their minds, and suddenly a stranger joined them. Stranger joined. Christ was not recognized by those that had been taught by him. Christ was not recognized by those that had followed him, had broken bread with him, had prayed with him. That's what it says. He said, well, God blinded their eyes. I don't think so. I don't think so. But have it your way. They did not recognize Jesus Christ. Isn't that what it says? You know, I'm put in mind of a similar circumstance in a garden. Yeah. Turn with me now to the Gospel of John, chapter 20. John 20. I begin reading with verse 1. The first day of the week cometh Mary Magdalene early, when it was yet dark, unto the sepulcher, and seeth the stone taken away from the sepulcher. Then she runneth and cometh to Simon Peter and to the other disciple whom Jesus loved, and saith unto them, they have taken away the Lord out of the sepulcher, and we know not where they have laid him. Peter therefore went forth, and the other disciple, and came to the sepulcher. And they ran both together, and the other disciple did outrun Peter, and came first to the sepulcher. And he, stooping down, looking in, saw the linen clothes lying, yet when he was not in. Then cometh Simon Peter following him, and went into the sepulchre, and seeth the linen clothes lie, and the napkin that was about his head not lying with the linen clothes, but wrapped together in a place by itself. Then when also that other disciple, when came the first to the sepulchre, and he saw and believed. For as yet they knew not the scripture that he must rise again from the dead. Then the disciples went away again unto their own home. But Mary stood without the sepulchre weeping. And as she wept, she stooped down and looked into the sepulchre, and see two angels in white sitting, the one at the head and the other at the feet, where the body of Jesus had lain. And they say unto her, woman, why weepest thou? She said unto them, my Lord, and I know not where they have taken him. And then she had said thus, she turned herself back and saw Jesus standing and knew not that it was Jesus. Sounds like the fellows on the road. Jesus saith unto her, woman, why weepest thou? Whom seekest thou? She, supposing him to be the gardener, said unto him, sir, if thou hast borne him hence, tell me where thou hast laid him, and I will take him away. Jesus saith unto her, Mary. her name, Mary. She turned herself and said to me, Rabboni, which is to say Master. He spoke her name and she recognized it. What does all this say? Why am I preaching this morning? Well, here we find two, without a doubt, very discouraged men. They were discussing what had just happened. And here we find Mary, just like the two men on the Emmaus Road, and she did not recognize the risen Christ either until he spoke to her. The disappointed men and the heartbroken Mary were so caught up in their own misery, they failed to remember what the Savior had taught them. Amen? Caught up in the affairs of the world. The world had crucified Jesus Christ, and now they did not recognize him until, beginning at Moses, he remembered and reminded what those men had been taught. And until he spoke her name, Mary, and she realized who he was, not the gardener, but Jesus. You say, well, that's kind of deep, preacher. No, it isn't. It's pretty simple. Well, we get so caught up with the things of the world, so many times we can't come on Wednesday nights. So many times we can't come to the Friday Bible study. So many times, I know we work. Some of us work. Some of us have jobs. I'm just not what I'm talking about, and you know where I'm going with this. I don't even have to tell you where I'm going with this. Ignorance of the Scriptures is what I'm talking about. Of course, that would involve church attendance. That would involve prayer meeting. That would involve fellowship with others anytime you can do it. But ignorance of the Scriptures. What was it Jesus told the men? He told them some of the things Moses had written in the Torah. He told them some of the things the prophets had preached and warned Israel about. He told them some of the things in the books of wisdom that he quoted so often in his teachings. Suddenly a stranger joined them, and he was not recognized. He was a stranger. I wonder if that really comes home to us. Beloved people, don't ever forget what Jesus has taught you. Not what a preacher has preached to you, but what Jesus has taught you. What's in this book? Verse 27 in our text this morning. Here. And beginning at Moses and all the prophets, up here. Beginning with Moses and all the prophets, he expounded unto them in all the scriptures the things concerning himself. You mean Moses? What about Jesus? Amen. You mean the prophets talk about Jesus? Amen. You mean David wrote about Jesus and the sons? Oh, yes. Solomon and the books of wisdom? Uh-huh. And they drew nigh unto the village whither they went, and he made as though he would have gone further, but they know who he is. That's Jesus. They constrained him, saying, abide with us, for it is toward evening. The day is far spent. And he went in to tarry with them. Whenever you want to tarry with Jesus, you know what? He's there. Amen? He's there. And it came to pass that he sat at meat with them, he took bread and blessed it, break, gave to them, and their eyes were open, and they knew him, and he vanished out of their sight. Now, and they said one to another, did not our heart burn within us while he talked with us by the way, and while he opened unto us the scripture? Wow, I never saw that before. Wow, and that ever happened to you? You get in the Bible, you start reading something, you read 14 to 15 times. Wow, I never saw that before. Interesting, isn't it? They said, Mormon, did not our heart burn within us while he talked to us, by the way, and while he opened to us the scriptures, and they rose up the same hour, returned to Jerusalem, found the 11 gathered together with them that were with him, saying, the Lord is risen indeed, and hath appeared to Simon. And they told what things was done in the way, and how he was known to them in the breaking of bread. Well, there you have it. I just wonder. Is it as relevant to you and me today as it was when spoken by the risen Savior 2,000 years ago?
Yes.
Beginning at Moses? Yes. The first five books of this Holy Bible and the wisdom books and the major and minor prophets, they all contain the scriptures, the things concerning this one born in a manger, recorded in the New Testament of this same Bible. Ignorance of this book and its truth is why the church of the years we now live in are so similar to those before the great flood and the Tower of Babel. The human race has not changed. The human race still needs a Savior. Hasn't changed one bit. I believe that our age is similar to the time of Abraham, Isaac, and Joseph, and his brothers of the Babylonian, Persian, Greek, and Roman empires. Ignorance of this book spawned the Dark Ages, the Crusades, the Inquisition, and the present situation our own nation now faces today. Yes, the United States of America, I'm talking about. Beginning at Moses. Are you neglecting God's word today? Do you recognize Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God? Is he your Savior? Is he your Redeemer? Is he your friend this morning? Listen once again to what happened when Jesus had finished expounding the scriptures to these two troubled men. Didn't our hearts burn within us when he shared with us the the scripture. Have you invited Jesus to tarry with you? They did, remember, and when they did, their eyes were open. Do not wait too long, my friends. Recognize who he is today, just as the two men on the road to Emmaus and just as Mary Magdalene did on that Easter morning in the garden. That's right. It all begins with moving. Just like Jesus told the two men on the road to Emmaus.